Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the birth of Brutus Buckeye.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
I'm Erin Gottsacker. This month, we're celebrating a sporty Made in Ohio May. From Cardi the Cardinal to Putnam the Pioneer to Rocky the Rocket, Ohio has its share of unique college mascots. But none is more iconic than Brutus Buckeye. And now is probably a good time to mention that I am a totally unbiased Ohio State alum. Sally Lanyon is a co-creator of the head-banging, crowd-riling character. Hi, Sally.
Hi, how are you, Erin?
I'm good. Well, it's hard to believe, but 60 years ago, Ohio State didn't have a mascot. How did you and your boyfriend at the time, Ray Borges, decide to change that?
Ray was from New Jersey. I grew up in Ohio, Mansfield. But Ray had this outside perspective, and he said to me one day, "It's really strange Ohio State doesn't have a mascot." And I went, "Oh, yeah, right. It really is." Because I was a Mansfield Tiger, a TY Tiger, and I knew how important mascots were to the whole health and well-being of a school. And so it was immediately like, "Oh, yeah, we got to do something about that."
And how did you decide on a Buckeye? I can't think of any other college that has a mascot quite so nutty.
It started with Ray saying, "Well, Buckeyes," and he was thinking of the Buck's Eye. I said, no, you were not raised in Ohio. You do not know that the Buckeye is a tree. It's the state official tree, and it has a nut, and we call that a Buckeye. And when I was thinking about what that might look like, I took it from the perspective of being in the sea deck, looking down. You need something that you could see. And so, okay, big round nut is what it's got to be.
Yeah. Can you describe what it ended up looking like for people who may not be familiar with this first iteration of Brutus?
We started off with a big wooden frame and then put chicken wire over that, and then paper mache on top of that. Now, chicken wire is really, really hard to work with. And you'll notice, if you see a picture of the very first one, that it does not have round perfection. It has it's sort of a boxy round looking thing.
Okay, so your paper mache creation made its debut at the 1965 homecoming game. Tell us about that day. How did the crowd react?
It was popular at the time for people to streak across football fields, and then they would be tackled by the security people and taken off the field. And that's all I could think of was, okay, what if he comes out and the security detail decides that, no, he should not be here, and take him away to jail, and then they're going to find out who was involved, and I was going to go to jail, and I just awfulized it. I made it a catastrophe in my brain. But no, that did not happen. And it really was amazing. It's like, people got it right away. That's a Buckeye.
Do you still get butterflies every time you see Brutus walk onto the field?
I'm such a proud mother. Just love it. Yeah. In fact, there's two reasons that I like to watch Ohio State football. One is the band and the other is Brutus.
Oh, I love that. Well, that was Sally Lanyon, co-creator of Ohio State's original Brutus Buckeye. Thanks, Sally.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today, Erin.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you on Monday.